Hello listeners, welcome to Coal Radio. I am Ashok, bringing to you Coal Bulletin. Here are this week's updates for the School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi. Self-learning material this specialist uploaded for BCom Honours and BA Honours Political Science Semester 2 students. The self-learning material this specialist for students of BCom Honours and BA Honours Political Science Semester 2 has been uploaded to the official website. Students can now check the status of their book deliveries by using the tracking IDs provided. Stay updated and ensure timely access to your learning materials. Timetable released for various academic counseling sessions. The School of Open Learning, University of Delhi has scheduled academic counseling sessions for PG courses, MBA semesters 2nd and 4th, undergraduate program and honors courses semesters 2nd, 4th and 6th for the 2024-25 session at various learning support centers. Some classes had commenced from February 2nd, 2025, while others began from February 9th, 2025 at the designated learning centers. Students are advised to visit the official website for further details. Financial support scheme deadline extended up to February 15, 2025. The School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi has extended the deadline for the financial support scheme for students from families below the poverty line. The scheme offers a fee waiver or refund, excluding examination and university fees, to eligible students. Previously set to close on 31st January 2025, the application deadline has now been extended until February 15, 2025, giving students more time to apply for financial assistance. Students are encouraged to take advantage of this extension and submit their applications before the new deadline ends on February 15th. For further details regarding the application process, please visit the official website. School of Open Learning toppers. Four students of SOL belonging to different programs have been awarded with gold medals for securing the highest marks in University of Delhi in their respective programs. The students are Vidhi Jain, MCom, Kunal, Master of Library and Information Sciences, Narendra, MBA, and Ritika, MA History. Heartiest congratulations to all the toppers. Meeting held for PCP Learning Support Centers. The School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi has scheduled a meeting for PCP Learning Support Centers to facilitate guidance, mentorship and better learning facility to the SOL students. Annual Report Committee. A 7-member committee has been constituted at School of Open Learning, University of Delhi to bring out the annual report for the academic session 2024-25. OLDC updates. Open Learning Development Center, functioning as the R&D unit, has launched various skill-based courses under its subhead CISBC. Do check the OLDC website for more details. On our YouTube channel, Coal Radio, you can also browse through various student-friendly content created by OLDC's ET Lab. OLDC has established a call center facility in School of Open Learning premises meant for resolving students' queries. SOL students can call on the toll-free number 1-800-118-301. Mr. Dikshant Awasthi, Academic Coordinator, OLDC, informed about a new grievance redressal portal which is due to be launched soon. The grievance redressal portal, along with the existing call center facilities, will greatly benefit the SOL students. This web-based grievance redressal portal, along with the call center, will assist all learners associated with Campus of Open Learning and School of Open Learning. The academic coordinator informed during the meeting held for PCP Learning Support Centers that we also inform students about PCP classes via academic podcasts and bulletins aired on the Coal Radio platform. Enrollment open for skill-based courses at CISBC OLDC. In a major opportunity for learners, the Center for Innovative and Skill-Based Courses has officially opened enrollment for its diverse range of courses. For more details and enrollment-related information, please visit the official website. That's all for this week's updates. Thanks to everyone for tuning in.